I have three very short points. Cristina Grasseni, Fondazione Bassetti. I thought it would... sorry about my voice, I have a sore throat. I thought it was rather important for our debate to just pick up one of the many points that you raised quickly in your introductory speech. And one, I think, is very relevant to the agenda of the foundation, which is what you said, that Western society is not doing very well at discussing the politics of innovation, that innovation is felt as a good in itself, and what actually happens, and you put it in very simple and I think very clear ways, what actually happens is that if one person or a group or an institution has the money to do something, they do it, and then we tackle with the consequences, which is precisely the problem that the foundation puts forward. How should we go about it in a different way? And if you want, it's exactly what you said. How are decisions to produce new things actually taken, and how should they be taken? I think in responding to this question, it would be a very good starting point to develop and elaborate on what you said, which is that you can't withhold democracy on the grounds of ignorance, and take that as a starting point. Okay, we have ignorance, and how do we go about it to use it in a democratic way, considering that we start from a basis of ignorance? I think we have a lot of very expert people in this room about a number of realms, but if we raised one question that needs particular expertise in something particularly specific, many of us would have to declare themselves ignorant about it. So we are supposed to be in an elite, restricted discussion group, and still we would probably do not suffice in our knowledge to take decisions in such a way that every side of knowledge has been taken care of. So I would like to hear from you a bit more, if you want, to elaborate on how to go about producing and practicing democracies in a situation of ignorance. This is also, by the way, the starting point of the discussion we've had in this very place a couple of months ago with Brian Wing, whom you know well, when we presented the report that you are one of the authors of on taking European knowledge society seriously. And one of the things that emerged, many of you were present, one of the things that emerged in the discussion was this idea of worldviews, of anthropologically different ways of conceiving the world, and therefore of what is good and what is bad. I'll just try to phrase it in simple and quick terms. In many ways, many different people raised an issue of anthropological incommensurability between different ways of taking decisions and of conceiving of what is a good way of taking a decision and what is a public good. And that seemed to be like a stopping point in the discussion, like, oh, you have incommensurability, then what can you do about it? I mean, it's people think in really different ways, and so how can you make them discuss about it? I think your idea of imaginaries is very useful, because you used a Wittgensteinian language in defining it. You said that imaginaries are forms of life. They are forms of life that are both embedded and do embed scientific projects. So I think I would like to hear a bit more about how one can be imaginative about imaginaries. You were trying to do that before when you talked about the example on the DDT. And I particularly appreciate this idea that you can be creative and innovative in the way that you use imaginaries, that they're not just imposed on you, and that's not necessarily the boundary around within which you are bound to work and think. I would like to hear more about how you think that societies can become creative and innovative about their own imaginaries of science.